Second presentation, March 5th, yep. Notre Dame University, P.E. Monroe Auditorium, 5 o'clock. Teen driving, ADHD, distracted driving. Tell us about that presentation, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, well, that's actually one of the many areas of development that is lethal in some cases,
or right.
certainly can lead to a high risk of injury for the child. ADHD predisposes to a lot of other difficulties outside of school, whether it's driving or early sexual activity or
right.
increased rate of sexually transmitted disease or pregnancy or difficulties with employment. But driving is one of them. And the reason that's so personal for me is I lost my ADHD twin brother in an automobile accident as a result his distracted driving. This would have been about 11 years ago. And it was very unfortunate. It didn't have to happen. But because of his increased likelihood of speeding, of unsafe behavior, of not wearing a seatbelt, of consuming alcohol, even in light amounts, all of that risk-taking behavior can lead to lethal outcomes, either for the driver or for other people around them. So this is not an insignificant problem, which is why we decided to focus the second part of my presentation on this topic. It's a very high-risk disorder for driving, with greater likelihood of speeding, of crashes, of other citations, of losing your license, and as I said, in some cases, of actually losing your life. So it's very important that people pay attention to this area of functioning in teens with ADHD.